Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday happy hour. I'm happy because there's Dominic, there's Fancy Brian, there's Evan in the world headquarters, lightly screening the calls. How you doing, little buddy?
Crudy, been better, man. Great to be with you, Evan, Fancy Brian, our fair audience. It is happy hour, but we do not have happy breaking news. Another day in America, another mass shooting. As being reported from Houston, ABC affiliate, ABC13.com, 14 students and a teacher are dead after a shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, according to Governor Greg Abbott. The 18-year-old suspect, a student at the high school, is also dead. He shot and killed horrifically and incomprehensibly 14 students and killed a teacher, Abbott said, during an unrelated press briefing. The suspect also allegedly shot his grandmother before entering the school and again opening fire, Abbott said. He did not say anything further about her condition. Abbott said the shooter had a handgun and also possibly a rifle. The local Memorial Hospital said 15 students were being treated in the hospital's emergency department in wake of the incident. Two patients were transferred to San Antonio for treatment, while a third was pending transfer. A 45-year-old was also hospitalized after getting grazed by a bullet. The University Health in San Antonio said it had two patients from the shooting incidents, a child and an adult. The hospital said the adult, a 66-year-old woman, is in critical condition. Did not have an update yet on the condition of the child.
Elementary school age children targeted in this newest mass shooting 85 miles west of San Antonio, my understanding. Reminds me a little bit of Sandy Hook. And I will just await the NRA and the other gun manufacturing organizations to, you know, issue the appropriate tweets of thoughts and prayers. And of course, they'll be parroted by the entire Republican Party, you know, because that kid, he must have been mentally ill. It's mentally ill people that kill people, never the guns.
Never the guns.
Can't talk about it.
Mentally ill person with a, you know, a straw would probably not have murdered 15 people and then killed himself.
Can't talk about that. It's a sad time. Thoughts and prayers.
Not the right time. Just another day in America, baby.
Let's turn our attention, Dom, sadly, to other events. I brought this up prior. Massive signature fraud scandal upends Michigan GOP gubernatorial race.
Come on, Michigan. That's my home state.
Rigged ballots in Michigan, Dom?
I mean, you
rigged,
know,
I tell you.
There's a reason that they're all mad about, you know, fraud, because apparently they're the ones that commit quite a bit of it.
Well, Dominic, I quote the Michigan Advance. I suspect this a lot like the Wisconsin Examiner. Lena Stebbins reporting, the State Bureau of Elections has recommended that 5 of the 10 Republican candidates hoping to oust Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer should be kicked off the ballot prior to the August 2nd primary, Dominic, due to tens of thousands of forged signatures.
Tens of thousands?
I'd call that a rigged ballot, Tom. In total, election staff identified 36 individual petition circulators who submitted fraudulent petition sheets with invalid signatures in at least 10 petition drives, submitting at least 68,000 invalid signatures in total. Now, the petition drives included those for governor, circuit judge, and district judge. Staff are working to refer incidents of apparent fraud to law enforcement for a criminal investigation. Law enforcement, Dom. This comes after many Republicans, including many in the GOP gubernatorial field, having questioned whether former President Donald Trump lost the 2020 election, despite President Joe Biden winning the state of Michigan by 154,000 votes. And I realize, as a population, Michigan has a larger population than the state of Wisconsin. I mean, hell, Biden only won by 21,000 votes here. But 154,000, that ain't even that close.
No, man.
I mean, Jill Karofsky beat Dan Kelly in a Supreme Court race by 163,000 votes, and we called it a blowout. I'm just saying. Anyways, Dom, a little bit more here. The Bureau's unprecedented report Monday night has already prompted at least one candidate, Michigan State Police Captain Michael Brown, to formally withdraw from the race. Here's a quote from his campaign. It appears that after my campaign signature gathering was complete, individuals independently contracted for a portion of our signature gathering and validation, jumped onto other campaigns, and went on a money grab. I cannot and will not be associated with this activity. I will exit the race for Michigan governor with my integrity and this principle intact. Well, you weren't going to qualify for the ballot, so that's not exactly a brave move, and maybe you should question some
of your independent contractors who you're paying to go out and do this. I mean, doesn't the buck stop with you, sir?
Now, it was the Democratic Party and a super PAC supporting right-wing media personality Tudor Dixon that apparently challenged the ballot signatures, Tom. And the Michigan Board of State Canvassers, which is evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, is set to meet and take up the recommendations Thursday morning in what is expected to be a contentious meeting in Lansing. Dominic, a Livingston County GOP debate earlier this month featured 8 of the 10 candidates, with Craig and Brandenburg not attending. During a lightning round, hopefuls were asked if they believed Donald Trump legitimately won the 2020 election. Dixon, Kelly, Johnson, Rebant, and Soldano all said that he did. Believe that Donald Trump legitimately won the 2020 election. That's 5 of the 8 that were in attendance that said Trump won. Now, Reneke and Johnson declined to answer with a simple yes or no, eliciting boos from the audience. Brown and Markley directly said he did not win the election. The filing deadline for signatures was April 19th. Can't clean this mess up now, Dom. The Bureau said staff began to review nominating petitions at the end of March and discovered early on that a large number of the petition sheets submitted by certain circulators, they appeared fraudulent, and some consisted entirely of forged or otherwise invalid signatures.
Crudy, because of this, the Bureau took on a more intensive process of review and released a supplemental report on the fraudulent activity Monday night. Previously, signatures of dubious authenticity had been scattered throughout petitions in relatively small in number. The Bureau was unaware of other election cycle in which this many circulators submitted such a substantial volume of fraudulent petition sheets consisting of invalid signatures, nor an instance in which it affected as many candidate petitions as at present, the Bureau report reads. Michigan Democratic Party Chair Lavora Barnes issued a statement Tuesday morning calling for all candidates whose campaigns were touched by the fraud, including Dixon, to drop out. Quote, their refusal to adhere to Michigan election law is disqualifying. If they refuse to withdraw, the Board of Canvassers should refuse to certify the candidates. Michigan families deserve better than an irresponsible, radical slate of candidates who have repeatedly refused accountability for their lawless campaigns. The Bureau noted in the report that there is currently no reason to believe that any of the candidates nor campaigns were aware of the fraudulent activity. It went on to recommend that candidates and campaigns implement a quality control process prior to filing petitions. A number of nominations for circuit judge, district judges, and congressional races were also deemed insufficient. Wow, Michigan.
Insufficient. Preposterously insufficient. And chock full of fraudulent signatures, Tom. talking about your rigged elections. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, 844-967-2789. Dom, before we move our attention back to the, let's call him the fraudulent Trump elector from right here in the great state of Wisconsin, Bob Spindell, I want to talk more broadly about this effort nationwide. Election deniers want to control the 2024 election, and they're getting closer. I found this reporting over at CNN Politics, and we'll bring it back around to our home state. Proponents of Donald Trump's discredited lie. Discredited? The hell you say? Discredited lie about rampant fraud in 2020 are running for positions of authority over election administration in virtually every state expected to decide the 2024 presidential. An explosive trend dramatically underscored by Tuesday's bitterly contested Georgia Republican primary. I don't know if you know this, Don, but little peach state primary going on.
Yeah, election day.
Going on down in Georgia today. In Georgia, Trump may achieve at best only mixed results Tuesday with the slate of election denier candidates he endorsed in primaries against Republicans led by Governor Brian Kemp and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who certified President Joe Biden's narrow 2020 win in the state.
How dare he?
I know. I played sound to Trump a little bit earlier. Still trash-talking Brian Kemp on Election Day, and he's the Republican incumbent. But even losses for some of Trump's candidates in Georgia, and that seems much more likely in the governor than the Secretary of State race, won't reverse the larger trend. Republicans across the country are steadily nominating candidates echoing Trump's falsehoods about the 2020 election and contest for governor, attorney general, secretary of state, and right here in the great state of Wisconsin, Dom, chairman of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Bob Spindell, the fraudulent Trump elector, sees himself as the designated next chairman of the Wisconsin Elections
Commission. Oh, hell no.
You and what army are going to stop him, Dom?
He needs a Dem vote. He's not going to get one.
You don't know. You know, Custom says.
I know.
Custom says you support the
precedent,
other
custom,
party's
tradition.
Choice.
Really, we're talking about that now? All that's out the window. Have you not been around the last couple of years?
Did you say tradition?
Tradition!
Sedition! More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
He wrote his name so bigly.
I signed something saying that if I'm wrong, I can go to prison. Okay. Did you?